So at this point, I've done two podcasts, and none of them have been released or published because I've immediately raised them, and they've been about printing and your relationship with printers and anything that's quite relative to what I do as a designer or someone that communicates or does branding. But quite frankly, that's a bit boring to do that and talk about those things now because I'm actually quite concerned and considering what is it that helps me deliver what I do and do what I do. It seems that most of my days, and not even my days, I've actually got out and talked to people, and everything and everywhere I go, I'm either on a computer designing or I'm on a computer to talk to people. We call it talking, but it's manual labour. It is typing into a keyboard. And then I'll go out and meet people, and they'll ask me, "Oh, I need a designer for this," or "How do you do this?" And recently I've been asked to design an email signature, which is great. But then it's talking about computers again. And then somebody I'll be sat next to will be like, "Oh, have you seen this? I've done this." And they'll pull out their iPhone. Again, another piece of technology. And I think it's quite quickly becoming a world that is surrounded by technology, but that's just from where I'm sat. And I think after a few thoughts, I went out and wandered around town and I realized the people that do not have iPhones, they've got pay-as-you-go mobiles and they've got an MP3 player. So if they've not got a smartphone, then they've got two devices that does the same as the one. So even they have the what, well, some sort of burden, but pleasure at the same time of having technology at their fingertips. But then I'm just thinking there must be somebody, there must be a group of people other than the elderly who don't use technology at all. And how do they get on? And I guess what my real gripe and questioning behind this is, I don't quite understand how we're getting lost in technology because it feels like everything's fine, but something's telling me it's not. The technology is actually stopping us from talking, or if it's helping us and benefiting us to communicate more effectively and speedier and faster whilst I'm sat here on my own looking at the computer. Great, that's wonderful. But there is something missing. The link between what we intend to do, what we would like to do. It seems almost like the digital age, computer age, has allowed us to do more than do more on everything that we would like to do, all above and beyond, and yet somehow that has allowed us to become really distracted from what we actually deep down really needed and wanted to do. So now having the passion to say I want to design and I need to do the marketing, now I'll do the marketing online, but maybe my passion for marketing disappears because I'm not actually talking to people as such. The reason behind that was to understand people's expressions. It does seem like there's something being lost. And I suppose the only solution I could have, the only suggestion that might have a solution would be to say, well, we're staring at a computer, we're staring at these devices that are technologically driven, and them themselves being physical in our presence are actual dividers that divide us away from reality and allow us to, and allows a block, a subtle block, so we can't actually communicate as effectively as we think we can. Is that the right way to think? Or am I saying something that's way outside the box?